Aubrey first learned.
After a long day of work, I like to go to the back of the restaurant and sit on a crate of onions and tell some funny stories, said Catfish Laguna. Catfish Laguna was a waiter who worked at a restaurant called The Penguin. He was a real funny waiter. He liked to talk to his customers and tell them all kinds of stories. He would tell them funny stories even when they were trying to chew their food. Camila and Grono visited Catfish Laguna at the back of the restaurant. Camila always had questions about things. Grono was always trying to figure things out and loved to eat tasty food. Catfish Laguna said to them, "You know, I like to tell a lot of stories, but the most interesting story is about us humans here on planet Earth." "What a great story that is. There is no such story on other planets. You won't find buildings, toys, and roller coasters there, and you certainly won't find such a good story," Grono asked. "There are other planets?" "Yes," said Catfish Laguna. "7 other planets. There are a total of 8 planets, including ours, called Planet Earth. Sometimes you could see some of the other planets in the night sky. They look like little lights. But only our planet has a fascinating, unique story, let me tell you. One could not make up this story, and I should remind you, I, Catfish Laguna, am quite gifted at making up fun stories." "What is the story?" asked Grono, chewing on a French roll. "The story is called History," said Catfish Laguna. "It is the longest story, very long, but it is also the best story we know of. It is amazing what happened here on planet Earth." "We want to hear the story," said Camila, who was trying to juggle 2 onions. "My pleasure," said Catfish Laguna, chewing on a croissant. "In the story, first, there were these people called nomads." "Nomads. They just roamed around and did not settle in one place. They had to keep moving from one place to another to find more food. They would go to one place, eat all the fruits and berries, catch all the fish, and then they had to go to a new place to find more fish and more fruits and berries." "I love fish with lemons," said Grono. "Me too," said Catfish Laguna. "And then the nomads would have to travel somewhere new to find more food. These people moved from place to place and couldn't just stay in one place because the food would run out. So they couldn't build schools or houses or things." "I see," said Camila. "And so they didn't have permanent houses and things like that." "No, they did not," said Catfish Laguna. "People were able to stay in one place only once farming was invented and people could grow their own food and could stay in one place. They didn't have to go chasing food from one place to another. With farming, people could stay in one place and have all their food there. The fancy word for farming is agriculture. Can you two say the word agriculture?" "Agriculture," repeated Camila and Grono in unison. "You see, agriculture changed things so much that in the story of history, people call when farming started the agricultural revolution. Revolution means a very big change. With farming, people could build up many houses, a society or civilization, all in one location. There was no need to keep moving around looking for food. All the food was grown near people's houses." "Who was the first society?" asked Camila. "That is a great question. There were several initial societies, but the first major one which lasted for a very long time, were the Egyptians." "Wow, the ancient Egyptians," said Camila. "I heard of them. They built the pyramids and had mummies and all those golden treasures and that dark blue and the beautiful jewelry." "Yes, that is right. giant pyramids and golden things and fancy jewelry. The ancient Egyptians had the first major civilization for thousands of years. Wow, said Grono and Camila. After the Egyptians came the Greeks, who developed philosophy. That is how one should think about things. So philosophy is learning how to think about things properly. They developed math and even rules for how to make music. Grono asked a question. Were the Greeks those who wore those long white robes? Yes, they did. They wore those robes. And they also invented the Olympics. Have you two heard of the Olympics? That sporting event continues to this day. Camila and Grono nodded. But who came after the Greeks? Asked Camila. Well, after the Greeks came the Romans and their large society. It was so big and so large and had so much land or territory that it was called an empire. They had good plumbing, good roads, good laws. They invented all these laws for how to run a society. It was a very organized society. It was well set up. And they built these giant theaters for shows and things. Didn't they speak a language similar to Italian and Spanish? Asked Camila. They sure did. They spoke Latin. And the center of their empire is where today is the country of Italy. The main city in Italy is called Rome. That is the capital city of Italy. Grono said, Oh, I get it. Rome and the Roman Empire. The words are related. Rome, Roman Empire. You see, said Catfish Laguna, the more you learn, the more you see that things are related. I put all of these interesting things I learn in my notebook, which I call the Grape Juice Diaries. The Grape Juice Diaries? Asked Grono. Yes, the Grape Juice Diaries. And the grape juice I like comes from all of these vineyards in Mendoza. This country out here is full of grapes, rabbits, and condors. Actually, you two might be surprised to know that I was actually born in Italy, Camila asked. So you speak Latin? No, no. Latin was spoken long ago by people who lived on Earth long ago. No country today speaks Latin. The Romans used to speak Latin. But I speak Spanish and Italian, which are similar to Latin and came from that language. But my favorite thing to speak is the truth. Everyone laughed. You see, as I always say, you learn something new every day, said Catfish Laguna. And what society came after the Romans? We want to hear the rest of the story. Well, we will leave that for next time, my little ones. For now, the story you should remember is that there were the nomads who went from place to place. And then, after farming was invented, came the Egyptians, and then the Greeks, and then the Romans. And much later on, here we are. Grono, looking at his bread roll, had a question. If one didn't have a farm and no one else had one, you would have to go from place to place to get fruits and food. You would not be able to build houses and set up a society, right? That is correct, said Catfish Laguna. Because there is farming, Doña Fina, who you two visited just yesterday, she can stay at home with her rabbits and read books and play games. She is not busy thinking of where to go next to find more berries and fish. Doña Fina lived in a little nice cottage with a small vineyard in the backyard. Her cottage was near the Andes Mountains. She was famous for having many rabbits in her backyard and for cooking a delicious stew. Speaking of food, said Grono, I am hungry for dessert. Well, you are in the right place because we have here some delicious strawberries with cream, said Catfish Laguna. Now the cream comes from milk, which comes from a cow that lives on a farm. Oh, I see, said Camila and Grono. Things really are more related than we thought. Yes, they are, and I'm going to show you a little trick, said Catfish Laguna, finally standing up from sitting on the box of onions. Oh, this crate of onions is not so comfortable after some time, so I will stand up for this funny trick. Now, can you two spell out this word, S-I-L-K? Silk, said Grono and Camila. How about this word, T-I-L-K? Grono and Camila said, tilk. Correct, said Catfish Laguna. Can you spell out this word, R-I-L-K? Rilk, said Grono and Camila. Now, really quick, what do cows drink? Grono and Camila said, milk. No, they do not. Cows drink water. I tricked you. And everyone laughed. Oh, that's so funny. We said milk because before we were saying silk, rilk, tilk. And you tricked us yet again, Catfish Laguna. You see, you learn something every day. So, let's go over it one more time. The story you two should remember for now is there were the nomads, then came farming, then the Egyptians, followed by the Greeks, and then the Romans. But we want to learn the rest of this fascinating story. You will learn it in time. The whole story is called history. The interesting thing about the story of history is that the end of the story is always the present. That is the moment we are living right now. So the end of this fascinating story is that I, Grono, finished my delicious bread roll? Asked Grono. Yes, said Catfish Laguna. The end of the story of history is that young Grono finished his bread roll. And you know what? I could not think of a better ending.